An economy built on side hustles and providing convenience for strangers can become sketchy, seedy, and sometimes even dangerous. Dalvin Brown, consumer tech reporter at USA Today, has an in-depth look at the sometimes consequences of the sharing economy. Dalvin, how about this story of the guy in Utah?
So RJ Walker, he's a part-time Lyft driver. He drives home one day, ordinary day, and sees some strange cars in his driveway. And, he walks up, sees strangers hanging out in his house, eating his food, and he's asked them, like, what's going on? How did this happen? And they tell him that the landlord listed the empty bedroom on Airbnb. And so, while that may sound startling for sure, it's not the only occurrence or the first time that Airbnb or any of these other sharing companies have come under fire for sketchy situations or seedy situations. And he was just, one of the latest that I could find to highlight that trend.
Wow. As this guy described it, these other folks were hoteling in his house. They were using his soap and shampoo and all that?
Yeah. According to him, a lot of the things that he went out and bought were used as amenities and were listed as amenities on Airbnb. And of course, he couldn't, there was nothing Airbnb could do for him, is what he said. So he took to Twitter and local media to try to, blow up the situation, and he ended up getting evicted. And the landlord still runs the Airbnb, he says. So
why did he get evicted?
The landlord didn't like that he was talking to local media, I guess, about what. I didn't speak to the landlord, but,
wow.
According to him, they didn't like cameras around their home. And so... He had to go, unfortunately. And, like I said, it's not just that situation. I mean, there's others where, on the flip side, there are homeowners who come home to discover that their homes are, destroyed after they, decided to list it on Airbnb, and people throw parties or, any number of other things could have happened. So, yeah, it's par for the course, I guess, when you're trusting strangers to do a service for you.
That is something. We're speaking with Dalvin Brown, consumer tech reporter at USA Today. He's written a piece about the darker side of sharing Ubers or Airbnbs. You said it's not that the sharing economy is any more dangerous than life before Uber and Airbnb. Explain that.
People have always been, ended up in unfortunate situations. I mean, even before Uber and Airbnb, there were incidents, unfortunate incidents of things happening at various hotels or, in taxis. There was always a version of being in situations where we didn't necessarily have total control. Before that, I think what's happening is that these companies are becoming bigger, and as they become bigger in the world of social media, where anyone can tell their story, we're hearing about these occurrences a lot more often. I mean, it could also be we don't pay attention a lot to what's happening around us nowadays, and before we know it, we're in a back alley somewhere. I mean, I was reading stories about, Lyft drivers attempting to kidnap people, and it's like, well, how does that happen? And in a lot of the cases, the people were on their phones, not paying attention to the route they were taking. So, yeah, I mean, what can you say? What can you do?
You posed this question in your story where you said, where does it end? Because as you pointed out earlier, as the sharing economy startups have grown, the sector that was built on intimacy has become more transactional. So now what?
I guess the question is what can't we share, right? Like at what point do we say, okay, things are getting a little too personal and a little too hazardous. And it's important to note that all these sharing economy companies say that these horror stories are rare, but it's hard to say what can and can't be shared at this point. I mean, if you would have asked people 10, 15 years ago if they'd be hopping into cars with strangers or, living with people, random people that they don't even know as often as we do today, a lot of people probably would think you're crazy.
Thanks, Dalvin. Dalvin Brown, consumer tech reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.